when both drivers crossed the finish line and the pressure of the whole team was released, you could feel it in the garage. It was amazing, the cheer, you could see the happiness in the eyes. This pressure was suddenly released and I was really, really happy to see this.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello, we're back for another Inside E podcast and I'm joined by yet another great guest. So let's get the introductions underway, shall we? And say a very warm welcome to Florian Mudlinger, Director Factory Motorsport Formula E. Hey Florian, how you doing?
Hey Sam, thank you very much. I'm fine.
It is so lovely to catch up with you because no doubt you're still reflecting on what was a truly amazing weekend with a huge smile on your face. Because, of course, you've just returned from the Mexico City E-Prix with a historic 1-2 finish. Gosh, that sounds so good. For the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team. What a weekend. Sum it up for me and indeed the emotions.
Yeah, that's true. We are just back from a fantastic race weekend in Mexico. And it was a fantastic result. Means the first victory for Porsche in Formula E. And then to arrive home with a 1-2, it's fantastic. And to travel to Mexico is always nice because to race in front of these fans in such a crowd with such a passion is very special. And then to arrive there with this well-prepared team and to execute the event that well, that the outcome is a 1-2, it's fantastic. On top of this, having the two board members there in Mexico, which showed the support to the factory team and the happiness on the podium, I think you could see from our board member, Michael Steiner, was fantastic to see this and to feel the support from the board there.
And of course, from a personal point of view, it was only your third race for Porsche in your new role.
Yeah, that's correct. Third race. It was a quick start. I started mid of January here, but it was a very friendly and warm welcome. And I have to say also from the past, from my different positions in different teams and manufacturers, I knew already several people. And this makes a quick start even more easy for me. And I already feel well integrated in the team.
Well, we always talk about how special the Porsche family is. It's pretty unique. But listen, we need to recap and relive Mexico. Because, of course, starting the race with Pascal Wehrlein in pole position, André Lotterer in P3, talk me through it.
Yeah, the race. We started, as you said, from pole and P3. And we saw the whole race day that we have in the different categories from flat out laps and quali laps, but also energy safe laps, a good strong performance. This meant we need to have a clean and very focused execution in the race. As you could see at the beginning, the pace of others was quicker. This was the reason that they expected a race which is one lap shorter. Means also they had more energy per lap than us. And our two drivers and the whole team did not get nervous, even when we lost positions. And then you could see the longer the race went, others more and more realized. Edo Mortara was in the lead. And then using the second attack mode, you could see that the last two laps already got slower. They realized that he's down in energy. And then in the last third of the race, our team came back and the drivers did what we expected from them. They very well executed as a team our strategy. They made the moves when they were asked to go in the lead, to show the performance and to make it a 40 lap race. And then as soon as they were in the lead, they focused on driving efficient, doing their lap times, and progressing. The gap to the back went bigger and bigger, and in the last lap you could see that others more and more struggled with energy, and we focused from lap one to the race finish on our strategy, and we stayed calm and quiet, and this was one key factor for the big success.
Well, they crossed the finish line almost 10 seconds ahead of their nearest rivals. But I just want to pick up on some points that you made, that because everything did go according to plan, but it really was the most perfect race strategy and indeed the optimal energy management. So from that perspective, you in your role must have been delighted with how everything came together on the day.
That's correct. I was very happy how it was executed, how everybody stayed calm and quiet, and how well the drivers executed the strategy. But you have also to say there are risks. And if you could see Pascal taking his second attack mode and Da Costa bumping in his rear, such an incident can go also wrong. If he suffers a puncture there or damage on the car, then you lose suddenly everything. And that's also Formula E, and you need to go through the race without mistakes, doing your job and staying fully focused. And it's only over when we cross that finish.
Florian, this was a huge team effort, and I know how hard the team work. Try to put into words for our listeners what this result in Mexico means to the team.
To the team, it means a lot. I'm new, I'm only some weeks here, but when both drivers crossed the finish line and the pressure of the whole team was released, you could feel it in the garage. It was amazing, the cheer, you could see the happiness in the eyes, and you felt that the team and individual people had so much pressure, and this pressure was suddenly released, and I was really, really happy to see this.
Oh, you've painted a wonderful image there. What a wonderful weekend. Now, I'd like to talk to you about your career, because I know you've been involved in motorsport since back in 2005. You've excelled in various roles, race engineer, development engineer, technical director. But what I want to know is, where does this passion for motorsport come from?
This passion comes from very, very early years in my life, and I remember quite well when I was sitting every Sunday in front of the TV with my father, and I remember three big names at that time racing, and this was Prost, Senna and Mansell. And when I say these names, you remember it was in 88 to 93. I was quite young, but the other passion grew in me, and my first real experience at the racetrack was in 1994 when my father took us, my brother and me, first time to a Formula One race to Hungary in Budapest, and it was amazing. The goosebumps I got there I still have when the race cars exit the pits. And there the passion comes from. This was the first contact with motorsport. And there the passion raced. The only thing I really felt sad about and a pity that I was first time visiting the race 1994 when Senna already died. This means I did never see him live. And from this time onwards, I tried as hard as possible to get contact to motorsport, because we really grew up very normal. My interest in school was maths and physics, and strategy games was always I was very interested in, but I had no contact to motorsport. And during my studies, I focused on vehicle dynamics and aerodynamics, and through my passion for aerodynamics, I got the first contact to motorsport. And then all started. When I had the first contact in professional motorsport and could work there, it was clear, if I can make it, I will stay there and try to push as hard as possible to have a career in motorsport. And until now, this worked quite well.
quite well. I would say you've achieved so much already in your career. And of course, you took over the position as Director of Factory Motorsport Formula E at Porsche at the beginning of the year. So how are you settling in? How are things going for you?
First of all, I have to mention that I'm really proud to get that chance to contribute to a team and to a brand with this history and success in motorsport. For me, Porsche is the most successful German brand in motorsport and with the biggest history. I'm aware of the challenge and the responsibility which I have in this position. And as I already said, I had a very friendly and warm welcome, and I know several people from the past. And yeah, I'm facing a big challenge, but I'm not afraid of the challenge, and I'm looking really forward to work in this position and to contribute to the success of this team.
You mentioned their responsibility, so just give our listeners a bit of an insight into what your responsibilities are in terms of this role.
This new position is responsible for the whole project. This means to lead the project, to guide and lead the people within the project, to be responsible for the team spirit, the racing season, but also the preparation already for the Gen 3 and the testing season, and the technical development. This means an overall responsible position for the Formula E project within Porsche.
Florian, we all, in whatever day of life, we all have our own goals and ambitions. So when you look at this season, what would you like to achieve in your first season together with Porsche and Formula E?
My clear goals and targets are always, and therefore I work in motorsport, I have the passion and I live motorsport, is to win races and to win titles. And when I move to Porsche, the clear target is to contribute as quick as possible with my skills and experience to achieve this. And my targets do not change. I want to win races. This we achieved in Mexico now already, but I want to fight for the championship with this great team, and this must be the target, to fight as long as possible in this season for the championship and be able in the last race to fight for that, and then focusing in parallel on the development of the Gen 3 car and testing. And yeah, racing in parallel will be a big challenge in the season.
Now you've worked in Formula E since 2018. It is such an exciting and competitive series. But what would you say makes a successful teams successful?
Successful teams in Formula E. Formula E is quite a different challenge to conventional and other motorsport series. You have racetracks which are most built in city centers. This means you have no permanent racetracks. You need to adapt, prepare best possible for these racetracks regarding tarmac, regarding layout, and to shoot in as quick as possible for the drivers. This means one key factor is to prepare best for the race event. And then during the race event, you have clear key factors which you need to be good in. One thing is the energy management during the race, but also the tire management, which on several racetracks you can see, like Mexico, the rears are overheating and you need to preserve them with the measures you have. And in addition, the race strategy. The race strategy, I always compare race strategy with chess, but it's a kind of speed chess, because you have not a lot of time to think about your decision, and this makes it, especially in Formula E, with the tools and the possibilities you have, very interesting, and there you need to be good in to have a good and successful team.
That is such an interesting analogy, speed chess, just the tactics. For you, though, what makes Formula E so special? Because as a series, it's had a meteoric rise. It is so thrilling from a fan's perspective. But, you know, as I said, you've been involved since 2018. So what makes it special for you?
Formula E is the most competitive race series for fully electric powered cars. And in addition, what I just said before, to race in city centers is quite unique. This means you bring the race action to the fans, to the people in the cities, and the fans need not to go to the racetrack. And this is very special for me, because in the early years when I started Formula E, you see that you can achieve and contact other people than normal race fans. Because in the city centers, you approach people which maybe have never been in contact with racing and motorsport, and they suddenly get interested in this. And that's very unique of Formula E.
Yes, and it's, as you say, it's bringing the sport to the fans. Electric racing, we could talk all day about it. It's so exciting, but the future really is bright, isn't it? There's a real innovation going on in terms of the development and the technology. You must be really relishing this era, shall we say, of Formula E.
Yes, that's clear. With the increasing part of electromobility, it's a very important topic. And what is better to test these components and technologies than in racing? Racing, you have the highest level of loads, impacts, you need to be quick, you need to be competitive. Racing on a circuit in the most competitive race series for this cars.
Now, the season 8 calendar is the most extensive to date. 16 races around the globe. And at the same time, of course, the end of the Gen 2 era. So what do you expect from the team in its third Formula E season, would you say?
I expect from the team that we are in the title contention until the very end, that we do a well-prepared, really focused job, dedicated to racing. That's our passion. And I also expect this from the race drivers. The race drivers, André and Pascal, they are very professional. They proved in the past how quick they are in different race series like F1, DTM, and also in Le Mans. So we have all the ingredients and we need to show now what is possible.
And which season 8 races are you looking forward to the most, would you say?
That's now a very interesting question, because we just came back from Mexico and I answered this question already before the season. And one favorite racetrack for me is Mexico. This, in addition that we won there and had a 1-2, is amazing. And why is Mexico so special? Because of the fans, the crowds, the passion there, and also because of the last years where I worked in other teams, Mexico was always good to us. Therefore, I clearly prefer Mexico over other racetracks and the home race in Berlin, which is also very special for us. And I'm looking forward to this. But I have to say, we need to be strong on all kind of racetracks. Therefore, besides these two very special racetracks for me, I'm looking forward to every race.
Well, Mexico even more special after that fantastic 1-2 result. But let's look into the future, shall we? Because the Gen 3 car will be the fastest, lightest, most powerful and efficient Formula E racing car yet. So what do you expect from the upcoming Gen 3 era, starting, of course, as of season 9? I'd love to get your thoughts.
I expect a lot from this, and this was also one main reason to stay in Formula E and to be now at Porsche. I'm very interested and curious about this Gen 3 car, because as you mentioned, it will be the fastest and the lightest car, and it will be the most close to a conventional formal car, from the handling side, from the speed, and this is, I'm very interested in these points. But it will be also a big challenge because the introduction will come already during our race season 8. And this means we need to be well prepared for testing and everything in parallel to racing.
A very intense program, which you've alluded to. So what is Porsche's timeline then regarding these preparations this year? Can you perhaps give our listeners some hints of what is happening in Weissach?
Yeah, the development is at the moment fully ongoing. This means from the whole powertrain, the kinematics and so on, we are in the middle of the development phase and testing will start soon. We expect that we start testing around mid to end of May. And then, as you see and said, the season 8 schedule and calendar is quite tight with some races followed by each other. And there we need to come up with a proper structure and proper plan to go testing and racing in parallel without compromising one of the both. And that's at the moment what we are doing, and that's our homework for the next weeks until we go to Rome for the next season 8 race. And that's a big challenge for us.
Exciting times, busy times, but especially after the success of Mexico, no doubt the team are riding that crest of the success wave. Florian, thank you so much for such an interesting and insightful chat and to reflect on what was a very, very special weekend in Mexico. So thank you once again for joining me on Inside E.
You are very welcome. Thanks a lot and speak to you soon.
If you'd like more information, why don't you follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter or on Instagram? It's Tarkoyer Porsche FE. Or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.